However, we'll simply just rearrange some time. All right, I'm supposed to deal with why prophecy, and the reason I'm doing that is because of an article I wrote recently that many of you may have read, but I want to put in a little more personal context by going to the Worldwide News, which inspired that article, for December 9th, 1991. And a personal from Joseph W. Tkach. Now, before I begin, without any attempt at humor or rancor or anything else, just to state it as, I think, candidly as I know how, this gentleman is supposed to be the human leader of God's one and only true church under Jesus Christ. Correct? He is supposed to be the legal inheritor of all that my father bequeathed or left in a spiritual sense, my father's successor, and therefore the guardian of truth and doctrine, and the torchbearer, they said, baton. My father had passed on the baton. And he is supposed to be the one at the forefront of whatever thrust, whatever direction, the one and the only and the true Church of God is supposed to be taking during these latter days as the Berlin Wall came down and all of Eastern Europe came out from behind the Iron Curtain and the Soviet Union disintegrated and many of those former states erupted into bloody civil war and the global economy began to experience shuddering steps backward and all of the things that we had been talking about for so many decades had begun to fall into place. Apparently, not only as a result of our efforts, and my television broadcasts and 20th Century Watch and many of our booklets and articles, not only as a result of many of our sermon tapes that seem to find their way from purse to purse and pocket to pocket in parking lots at WCG meetings, but as a result of other people who have broken away from the parent organization on the concept of church eras who have called themselves the Philadelphian Church and have made great inroads on that basis. And there have been many, many hundreds of people who have been departing the ranks of the worldwide church. Unfortunately, they have tended to have a knee-jerk response to a lot of this. There's a lot of reactionary band-aids, chewing gum, and baling wire going on to try to prevent further erosion of income. The last we heard, they were off $20 million last year. Now, in order to somehow stem this tide, they're trying to rearrange things. In the last 2 days, the last three or four days, I listened on and off to a tape by one Michael Snyder. The tape is a tape-recorded broadcast from somewhere in Canada where a lady theologian was there who had recently written a book in which, in one chapter, she had scathed the Worldwide Church of God and called it a cult. She and this man, Michael Snyder, who, by the way, wore the title of the official spokesman for the Church of God International in their public relations department, hastened to tell this lady and their audience of call-in people that all of their doctrines, and I'm quoting him, are, quote, up for review, quote, on the table. That included, by his own admission, the Trinity, born again, prophecy, and on and on and on. All their doctrines are on the table. As I listened to that, I just wondered, you know, if people do roll over in their graves, whether or not an 8.6 earthquake was due in Southern California when my father not only rolled over, but maybe came all the way out with a club in his hand looking for Joe Tkach and Michael Snyder. Now, with that little bit of background, here is the gentleman who is supposed to be at the absolute spear's point of all that that church stands for. Now, if you can share, you know, look at it from inside my skin for a minute, what does this say to me? In my own view, this man is a sycophantic interloper who doesn't belong where he is, but God allowed that to happen, and how can I question what God has allowed to happen or doubt for one moment what I've been trying to do for the last 14 years? Dear brethren, what is the real purpose of Bible prophecy? I'll read through this, and let's do this like a class, and if you're taking notes, if you think of things, you might just put down a few words to remind you of a key phrase. If you hear anything at all here with which you might tend to take issue or might cause a question to come into your mind, just write down a couple of words to remind yourself of that particular